and racing. You'd be very impressed.
Happy New Year. Holy fuck. This is our first episode of 2019. This is the City Show Podcast. I am your host, Paul. And as always, I'm here with my co-host.
James. How's it going, bud?
It's going. How are you?
You know,
it's chilly, eh?
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah?
Still. Fuck this winter shit.
What, you don't like winter?
No, fuck it.
Why?
Because it sucks.
Why?
Because it's cold. Because I have to wear jackets and hats and sweaters and pants.
Yeah. How was your holiday?
That's pretty good. Busy, but good.
Lots of presents from Santa Claus?
Not for me, but for everybody else.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's I got some good stuff. Stephanie got me some cool stuff, some video games and stuff. So.
Any South Park related stuff?
I got that pop from you.
Yeah.
And then she bought me the
Mintberry Crunch,
one. Yeah. And
something else.
Something else. I can't remember.
Oh, didn't you get a plush or something? Or
oh, no. Felix did. Felix got the, it's like a pillow.
Yeah.
And it's got a picture of the coon on it.
Oh,
and it farts.
Oh, right. Because
for some reason, he was like, I want a fart pillow for Christmas. And Stephanie happened to go to EB Games, and that pillow is a regular $38 for $5.
Well, you can't pass that up.
She got it, and I was like, well, I'm just going to keep this now.
Yeah. Yeah, so I actually ended up getting, as you saw, and I don't know if I posted online, but I ended up getting South Park Monopoly. So I'm hoping that somehow we will do a show where we'll play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a rare game to find that I was like, you know what, fuck it.
Especially for the price you got it.
Yeah.
You got a deal, so.
Yeah, I got, well, I deal no deal on it, but.
Deal no deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still expensive, but.
Yeah, but we'll end up playing it on the show. I'm going to try to find a way to rig up a camera and we'll do it like live on Facebook or something like that, and maybe we'll do like an accelerated version of it, and we'll record the podcast at the same time, so it'd be kind of like a live podcast. It'd be kind of cool.
Sweet.
Other than that, check us out on Facebook, City Show Podcast. Instagram is new for 2019. We're starting to post on there. We're gonna try to do every day like one or two posts, but we just get so busy. Like, I'm fucking tired today. Hopefully it's not as low energy as our last show, but I'm
ready for bed.
Yeah. And then what else do we have? Oh, you can send us any questions you want answered in our email, of course, thecityshowpodcast@gmail.com. And
if you want to come on the show, be a guest.
Yeah. And of course we still have our
fill that last spot for that trivia yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to I'll put a post on Instagram and I'll put it out on Facebook as well, just to say, hey, we got one spot left. Who wants it?
Yeah.
That's coming up in 4 weeks, I think. We're on episode 5 now, so it'll be on episode 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's get into the show. We're going to change up the format just a little bit, but I think it's going to be for your listening pleasure. We're going to try it for this year. We'll see what happens. So, let's get going on. What episode is this anyway? Oh, Conjoined Fetus Lady, we're going to be doing today. So if you're a first-time listener, what we do is we sync this up, the episode, like the beginning of it, and then you kind of follow along. As long as my computer doesn't freeze, I'll let you know. And we just go through some show notes about the show itself, and then we kind of go through what happened on that day, which this episode aired June 3rd, 1998. And then we do some trivia at the end, which is always fun. I'm not even sure what the score is now. 5 episodes of 20.
It's
11 something. Whatever.
11-7.
We'll get there. So yeah, hit start on that and we'll see
what happens. Bam, bitch. Okay, children, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Is it the one the first time Chef doesn't have a red shirt on? Dodgeball. And then the rest of the episode he has the red shirt on.
Yeah. Did you play a lot of dodgeball in grade school? Because it was my favorite.
I did. But the way they played in the States is different than the way we played over here.
Is the way they play,
Yeah, where it's like you're on offense and you don't throw the ball back until you catch it, and then you're on offense.
Okay, that's
so
weird.
Where we played over here, you throw it and if the ball's on your side, you can pick it back up and whip it.
Yeah.
Over there, it's like, well, at least from this show and a couple of other shows I've seen where they've had dodgeball in it, the way they do it is one team's on offense.
Really?
You just got to stop them, and you only get on offense when you catch the ball.
Now, do they have like multiple balls, or is it like there's one?
I've only seen one.
That's weird. That seems like a really slow game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would have to assume that they probably change it up.
Yeah.
But
because that seems like it could take forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Okay, well, like I said, June 3rd, 98. This episode actually got a rating of 7.9 out of 10 on IMDb. And did you have any favorite moments in this?
I like right at the end where it's okay. Like, I love you guys. And they're just like looking at him, not saying anything. He's like, I hate you guys.
No, I hate you guys. Yeah.
Or when this part where Pip gets fucking super pissed and whips the ball, smashes Kyle's nose in, and Eric's like, oh man, didn't know you had it in you. You're a pretty cool guy. You stupid French piece of shit.
Are you just going to be a little French pansy your whole life?
Yeah. He's not even French.
He just keeps antagonizing him get him to throw. My favorite moment actually in this is kind of like that. It's an awkward pause, but it's actually the awkward lunch or dinner that they're having with Nurse Golem.
Oh, it's like
Gerald Brodlowski.
Oh, I got to put a lot of joint fetus in there. Heart.
Yeah, it's
slaps him upside the head.
I think my favorite part of that whole part is that dinner is when Gerald and Nurse Golem are left at the table
by themselves.
Yeah, and they're just staring at each other.
Or like when the Asian guys are like trying to talk American.
Oh,
I'll use my credit card.
I'll use my credit card.
Yeah, I had to clip out a few of these.
Hey, I really, really want that. That works good.
I really, really want that.
Like, can you get in trouble these days for making fun of Americans but with an Asian accent?
Probably.
Actually, yeah, most likely, yeah. Right?
I don't know. All American look alike.
I would assume not, but this society's such like
pansies.
Pussified that yeah, you would probably.
That offends me. I'm triggered.
At the beginning of this episode, Wendy is shown in the beginning in the gym. So there's like a shot of like all the kids, students sitting there, and Wendy's in on the left, but then she disappears for the rest of that scene, which is kind of weird. So that's one of those inconsistency things that
Wendy
we usually
sucks.
Find. She does suck.
Yeah, she's one of the worst.
But according to Richard, he loves.
Well, Richard's a douche.
Yeah, it's not that he's a douche. It's just that he's.
Well,
weird.
He likes Wendy, so he's a douche.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I can go with that.
Not that he likes her. It's his favorite character.
What a weird favorite character, man. Stan. Okay, so when they're doing their dodgeball tournament.
Yeah.
Or no, actually, it's right after the Wendy thing. So they start playing dodgeball in the gym.
Yep.
Stan calls for, do you know the two names that he calls for?
Yes, I do. Jordan and Swanson.
Yeah.
And Swanson is actually Butters.
Butters, yeah. And Jordan is actually Annie, which she appears in other episodes too. And her last name actually changes a few times. And I think her first name changes a few times, if I'm not mistaken, as well. She's in like stupid, spoiled horror playset and all that stuff. She's in the video game as well. That's where her name changes. It's like her last name goes from like Falk to Nelson. So it's Annie Nelson, Annie Falk. Or
okay, I remember the Nelson one, yeah.
But I found Annie Knitts, Knits. Yeah, I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But
it's because they weren't like characters yet.
That's the thing, yeah. Because at the early episodes, all the background characters, they don't really have established names. So they kind of
call
them
they want,
by whatever. Like Kevin Stoley, we come to find out it is Kevin Stoley. They call him Kevin in this episode, but he has his first speaking role where he's on the bus and they're like, hey, Kevin, aren't your parents or from China or something like that? Or no, aren't you Chinese?
Like,
and he looks...
I'm born here.
He looks nothing like Chinese.
Come on, you dumb Chinese piece of shit.
Terrible. Also to clarify, conjoined twin myslexia is not an actual disease. It's not called that. It's actually called parasitic twins.
Gross.
Don't Google it.
Okay.
I did it for you, and you
it's
don't.
Gross?
It's pretty gross, yeah.
Did it actually attach to the face like that?
They can attach anywhere.
Oh, like, man, that would suck. You better not be pulling up a picture right now.
I'm not.
Okay, cool. I don't want to see that.
I saw one. I'm not going to lie. It looked like... I thought it was a face swap. I thought somebody was doing like a baby thing as a joke, but it wasn't at all. It looked like a flat...
How big was the fetus?
Good question. Like It looked like it might have been like 10 or 12 pounds, like kind of like.
That's fucking huge.
Big, yeah. But it was like they, its face was like attached to the stomach of
the
other.
They cut it off?
They did. That's why when they separated them, I thought it was a face swap and it looked.
That's weird.
Yeah, just don't Google it.
It's, people are going to now.
I hope. Well, whatever.
You told them not to.
Have you ever known anybody with like a weird disorder? Not that, but I mean like just something weird. Can you think of anything? Not.
Is that one guy's girlfriend at work doesn't have a chin?
What?
You didn't hear them talk about that?
Oh yeah, explain. What is that again?
That guy's from work is one, his girlfriend or whatever. She was born like missing part of her chin.
Yeah.
And then Terry was making fun of him. Terry's like, "Oh, you fuck retards." He got pretty terrible. Mad.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know her, but gross. I mean, I don't think I've ever. I mean, I went to high school with a kid who had like, you know, like half an arm.
Yeah, but that's kind
of. That just kind of, he was born that like that, obviously. And he had like on the end of his nub, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
He had like little fingers.
Really?
Yeah. And he used to.
So he just had like a midget arm kind of
pretty
thing?
Much like run regular and one midget arm, like the super big stand in that episode. Weird.
He's got one.
But he'd like always go up to my one buddy and like touch him with it. My buddy'd be like, "Dude, don't touch me with that. You're freaking me out."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Do it again." He's like, "Dude, you touch me with that thing one more time, I'm going to fucking punch you." Mm-hmm. So he did it again. So my buddy fucking just laid him out in the fucking hallway. Then he got suspended. Like, you can't go around hitting handicapped kids in the hallway.
Yeah, he got
suspended.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny.
I don't think I've seen actually a girl when I was living in London going to school. This is my favorite scene here. This is them having dinner. Yeah. There was a girl that she was actually kind of cute. Like, she'd be walking to the bus stop waiting for the bus. I lived right across the street from it, and I never noticed it because it was like winter months, and she had two short arms. I'm pretty sure. No, she had one short arm, just like that. But you would have never noticed because it's either a long jacket or like the way she's standing or something like.
Well,
because
like most people try to hide it too, right?
Yeah. Coming up.
I mean, that's not too bad. One.
Hmm?
Well, that's not too bad. I mean, I wouldn't want to have it, but. Out of things that you could have, that might be one that's not quite as
yeah,
bad
you could be
other.
Like JP and have seven fingers, right?
I hate French people.
Yeah, he's French.
He is. So the hidden alien in this episode is actually coming up as well. It's one of the harder ones to find, and yeah, I had to go.
I seen something about it online, but I never.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's coming up. It's one of the harder ones to find. I had to Google it because, like I said, I watched the episodes a couple times
Kyle's
to try to find
them.
Yeah, she's a bitch, eh?
Yeah.
There's a song about her.
Yeah.
But so on the do you know where it is then?
No, I didn't look it up.
It comes up at 12:01 of this episode. If you pause it on there, we won't. But we're about a minute away, and Chef is standing there. Talking to Pip because he's the last one. He's saying, "Okay, you're the last one. You got to get all the kids out." And you know those four posters that are on the wall with it's like the hockey player,
well, basketball.
There's one that behind Chef that turns into a tennis player with an alien shaped head.
Okay.
So it's a silhouette still looking kind of thing, but it's an alien, and it's like I would have never found that. I don't think I would have ever looked at the pictures because I was looking in like the crowds and all that stuff and. Yeah, this right here. This is the best.
It's funny because the fetus looks like an old man head.
Yes.
So it's coming up right here.
But we all. Yeah, it's coming up.
Just missed it.
Yeah, it was 12:01, so we missed it by like 10 seconds.
Whatever.
It's pretty quick.
It's there.
So there was a couple things that are passing here. I took pictures and I'll show you after, but it's at 10:26, so again, it passed not too long ago. Behind the ref, you actually see a clear cut and paste job that they do. I don't know if it's laziness or what it was. So if you look at the crowd, actually, let me pull it up so it's easier to explain to you.
All right.
Because we always look for inconsistencies as well. Camera. Yeah. I've taken a lot of photos. Okay. So see the ref and then see the crowd behind him and see how the, like, on the left side, there's two of the same guy but one's holding a flag and one's not. It's like they removed the flag,
yeah,
but
yeah,
they
exactly.
They clearly pasted the same people
right next to each other. Just like
because you can see on the right. Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, they're stacked on each other.
That guy, fuck it.
Yeah, I don't even know how I noticed that. I think what gave it away was this guy with his mustache and
the stash of the fucking long hair on the
and
next
this
guy.
This little boy with his cow shirt. I'm gonna try to start posting these things too, so that way, unless they're pausing at those timestamps, that'd be cool. That'd be much easier than.
They're probably not.
No, 1351, which we actually I think we're pretty close. The side shot of the bus when they're
we're about 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Okay, so pay attention to the bus when it drives by. It's like the third seat when they're going up the hill.
Yeah.
Look in the third window. It's like there's a pumpkin head. And I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really weird catch. It's
is
like,
this supposed to be like Kenny with his suit on?
No. Because I was looking, I'm like, I don't think that's Kenny. I paused it, and it looks like a pumpkin. So.
Yeah, because Kenny's in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's another thing, too.
Look, just see, they're going through the lunches. He's like, oh, I got this gefilte fish, or whatever the fuck he says. I got a jelly donut. You see what Kenny has?
Yeah, he's got a little bone.
A bone. A fucking dog bone.
Yeah.
Broke.
Does it have spices on it at least? Jeez. 1425, which is, I think we just actually passed it. The crowd shot inside the gym is so poorly animated. Like, I'll show you the photo as well. So, it's like the crowd is like standing behind. You see how at the top their heads are just showing instead of their body?
Yeah.
So it's like the stands are just really tall.
They're like bored at this point. Like, let's just get this episode done. It's been a long week.
There's a lot of those little things where I'm just like, did they phone this one in? Like, did you like this episode overall?
Yeah.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
And I liked it.
There's a few things where, go yawn out of the mic, man.
Fuck.
You're making our whole audience tired.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sleeping. So yeah, if you go up to those timestamps, then you'll know what I'm talking about, but I will try to post them. I just kind of take photos with my phone, and I'd rather print screen them, but I want to get a nice like HD quality thing. So once I get the DVDs, which are probably next on my list of to buy shit, because I have
everything else.
I have two more South Park pops to purchase. There's three in the mail. Like, I have so much South Park shit coming in right now that I'm like, do I buy the DVDs? Somebody was selling them on South Park memes group for like $200, and I'm like, ooh, I'm thinking about it
for all of them.
Yeah, but then I was like, I can just buy them brand new for like the same thing.
Yeah, they go on sale quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what else would I have for notes here. The side shot of the bus. Okay, so this was one of the inconsistencies, which is really obvious if you pay attention. The side shot of the bus shows students sitting in a certain order. And then when it goes to the inside shot, they're completely different. Like, doesn't even make sense. And the seats are huge. School bus seats were pretty big.
Yeah, well, you fit two people, no problem. Mm-hmm. And then three if you're not fat.
Yep. And then I skipped this one. It was right at the start. An inconsistency is found in the crowd. During the first game, Sharon actually appears with black hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll have to screenshot that one, too. I forgot to do that, as usual. Do you have any notes on this? I'm trying to see what else I got.
I seen that there's one part when they're at the school, there's a picture in the background from Trey's, like, first animated film.
Oh, is there?
American History is called.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't...
Didn't timestamp it?
No, I'm going to have to start doing that just so we can...
Yeah, just in case.
Take a little screenshot of it.
Yeah.
Then I wrote down about the Butters thing that you talked about earlier. The Swanson kid and Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
The switch, that. And then the trophy that they get when they win the whole Dodgeball World Championships.
Yep.
It's a gold Orgasmo.
Oh, cool.
On top of the trophy. I just noticed that on me. That's pretty cool.
I totally.
Yeah, this is the part where they make fun of him for being Chinese. Yeah. And then Chef's like, no, you're not allowed to make fun of an American who's Chinese. You only make fun of people who are from China.
Yeah, well, he basically says you can't make fun of people for their race, but you can make fun of them for their, I'm trying to listen to it. I can't. Yeah, you can make fun of them because they're from another country.
But you can't make fun of them because they're that nationality born here.
Yeah. I don't know if our listeners can hear that in the background. That's why we paused.
Yeah.
Let's see what else I had. Favorite ones, blah, blah. I don't think I have too many other ones. I really did like this episode and favorite moments again. Probably just because of the awkward pauses with Gerald, but these two Asian guys
were hilarious.
They're great.
I haven't seen a white guy killed like that since Abraham Lincoln. Stop saying that. You're going to get us in trouble.
I like also that they...
The big buck teeth.
It's kind of like a callback to season one during the football game.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, they're making fun of...
I haven't seen...
Do you have any non-dairy creamer?
I'll use my credit card.
I haven't seen an American die like that since Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Just terrible. Yeah. Okay, so let's jump into what happened on this day in June 3rd, 98.
Birthdays.
It was your birthday.
On Tuesday, yep.
On Tuesday?
Yeah, it turned 33.
Oh, man. Yeah. 33. Oh, old. I can't use my goddamn TV show thing anymore.
I'm 32.
That one's really...
Yeah, I'm not, so... Better
James
get rid of
them. Says he has the good life and he's not changing.
James does Still? Not say that. No.
No.
All right, birthday's a Canadian, Logan Fabro. You know who that is?
Logan? Yeah, that sounds very familiar.
It's a female.
Okay, it sounds very familiar.
She's been in a couple TV shows, but she's a dancer. Professional dancer. Yeah, she's actually pretty hot.
Is she not a figure skater?
No, dancer.
I don't know.
Zane Emery. TV actor. He's been in stuff I've never heard of.
One day I'm going to hear one of these and be like, I know exactly what you're talking about, but probably not.
Probably not, no.
Zane Emery, who's what?
And that TV actor. He's been in a bunch of pilots that never went anywhere and some Disney shows.
My birthday.
Yeah, fuck him. Deaths. Paul Bundegaard, a Danish actor and singer.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares?
Yeah, dead at the age of like 76.
Huh.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Top movies.
Cool.
Edge of 17. You ever heard of that one?
No
one did.
Nope.
So actually, people obviously did because it was top movie at that time. Postmortem, Bone Daddy, and Phoenix. Yeah, I never heard of any of these.
It really bugs me when I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I hope some of our listeners know. TV and they're like, oh, that was awesome. And I'm like, no fucking idea.
On this day in Germany, there's a high-speed train crash. Uh-oh. Killed 101 people. Yeah, I'm sure they didn't say ouch, blah, 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 but 101 people died. Top home videos, Fear and Loathing.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
That was the short one.
Yay, usher us unto the Lord, saith some Jewish guy once. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
This episode also unofficially brought to you by Bailey's because that's what I'm drinking. I love Bailey's.
Yuck.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else. Most of the movies, video game stuff is same for the most part from week to week.
Yeah, because I think I saw Dirty Work was still on the list.
Dirty Work was still on the list. Video games, it's like Fox.
I forgot to grab.
Fox Sports Collection, College Hoops 99, and Golden Nugget 64.
Golden Nugget 64. Yeah. No idea what that is.
Yeah, it sounded like a fucking casino game or some shit. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But, that's all I got.
Thanks!
Thanks, fuckers.
Thanks for that. I did some top songs. There wasn't too much. I didn't want to spend... Oh, there's that Orgasmo thing you're talking about, right?
So this Orgasmo Rain is one hand. He shoots you with it. You have orgasms.
Cool. I still got to watch it.
You never watch it.
Top song...
So you don't even know who Chota Boy is.
I know who the character or the actor who played him. Is that little mini, like
squeaks,
that weird guy.
Squeaks Little Bitch Skull? From basketball.
Basketball, yeah. Top song in the U.S. was The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica.
It's Monocle, eh? I've never heard of this Monocle before.
Who the fuck? Awful. Don't want to play it. I'm going to find, one day when we get a good song, I'm going to play it. I've played some bad ones.
There's got to be good ones sooner or later.
They're coming up. They got to be because it's 1998. 99 maybe. We'll see. But it's also the top, like, the U.S. top 40. So it's...
We should just next week just find our favorite song from 1998.
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start doing that. Or, like, go, like, through the top 40 and be like, what's our favorite?
What's our favorite?
You know what? Fuck it. Let's just do what our favorite songs of, like, 98 were.
Each week we'll just...
Each week we'll just pick one.
Pick one. And, okay, that sounds all good. Right.
Yeah.
Better than announcing some of the shitty fucking...
I'll announce what they were, but we'll show you what's better than this crap. In the UK, it was Bewitched, C'est la vie. I had to pull up the UK one because...
I don't know what that is.
It's an awful, awful hate watch, and I'm going to pull it up. Oh, no, I'm not, because I thought I had it. It's terrible. But
no, one
it was funny because I was watching the music video for it, and I'm like, wow, this really looks like the Teletubbies for some reason. But it's not, it's not like... It's four chicks
yeah.
and like one... Dude, it's a really weird music video.
It's called
video.
What? Bewitched?
Bewitched, C'est la vie. And you just get this, like, I don't know, weird vibe that it looks like the Teletubbies. And it was funny because I'm like, that doesn't make any sense that it looks like the Teletubbies. And then one of the comments was, this reminds me of the Teletubbies. And I'm like, goddamn right. and then I didn't mention at the top of the show, but I think we found the real life Cartman. I showed you this at work, but I have to play this on the show too. I don't know if this is the, yeah, it's terrible. But you have to watch the like the video.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out after.
This
you
guy,
the real life Cartman. Oh yeah, yeah. I remember us talking about this. So the funny thing is, right? We're talking about this, and then that the night when my furnace fucking broke, and I ended up going to crash at my mom's house.
Oh yeah, your furnace broke.
Yeah, this was on TV.
How'd that go?
It was free to fix, so I don't care. It's good.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Come on, your house sucks.
Yeah, it does. But as my mom gets home from work, she goes in and she watches TV. Yep. Walk in there, say something to her. And what's on TV? That show.
This is on?
Yeah.
So this show is called Family by the Ton. And
he's
okay,
fat.
Listen, I don't have a problem with fat people. Like,
no.
You're not skinny.
No, I'm fat.
Yeah, you're big. Like, a lot of my... Actually, one of my best friends is, like, huge. But, like... Well, okay. That's rude to say. But
one of my best friends, he's totally fat. He's a fatty.
I don't have
he's
anything...
He's like, I'm not your best friend
I don't
anymore.
Have anything about against fat people. But this is, like...
This is not fat.
This guy's...
This is,
how old
like,
is he?
Hold on, he's 34 okay. years old, 707 pounds.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like, and it's just...
I was just eating until I'm dead. Probably.
So,
he just sits naked on a bed and plays video game, and he's naked, 12, but he's not naked because his gut flap covers his wiener that he probably hasn't seen in 100 years.
It's not a lot of activity.
It reminds me of Cartman from Make Love Not Warcraft.
Hot in Georgia.
Or the Beefcake one.
Tight, so
oh, or Beefcake, yeah. I don't know why that didn't cross my mind.
Yeah, I thought Beefcake right away because he gets so fat and breaks the fucking stage.
I love how he sits to it. Like, reminds me of a little Buddha.
Little,
well, a little Buddha figure, but he's playing Fortnite too, which Fortnite sucks. I like how they try to blur it out, but everybody knows what the game is. Anyways, I was gonna bring up something about this. It's just like, how old is he?
I gotta go in the kitchen and get some stuff. You're fat. You're getting food. And the funny thing is, like, he lives with his dad. Just gets up ass fucking naked. Watch this. Look at his weird butt. That is my what the fuck is that? He's so fat, it's like squished in.
Man, it's like, how do you get to that point?
I'd kill myself before then.
I never would have thought it. I don't think I would, because I think if I was that size, I'd be doing what he's doing, is just playing video games all day.
Have no real money.
That's pretty much my go-to for everything. Like, when I get older and I'm retired, I'm playing video games all day.
You say that now, but when you're older, if you're that fucking fat, man, you can't fucking move.
Yeah, I mean, I feel terrible.
If you're that fat, you can't go to the store and get video games.
Well, somebody's got to get them for. Well, there's you can buy them online. You don't. Even
yeah,
have
but you're not gonna have any fucking money because you don't have a job. You're too fat to work.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
And your wife's gonna leave you when you're that fat.
She'll stay.
No, she won't.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't love you that much.
You said it best.
And if you want to keep a girl, you get her pregnant.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
two
at
times.
At that point, you're not gonna get her pregnant because you're not gonna find your dick.
So what's the problem?
I just said what the problem was.
Anyway, so the family by the ton, it's gonna be it's going to be an interesting show to watch.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fat, but...
It's a spinoff of My 600-Pound Life. And
I'm fat, but I mean, that's just like... Whew.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just over 200, and I'm like, man, I'm fat. I need to lose some fucking weight.
Yeah, but at your size right now, it's not like your life expectancy dropped by 30 years because of your size. Like,
No.
You know what I mean? That guy's got some severe, like...
I mean, I lose 30, 40 pounds, I'm good.
Yeah.
He loses 300, 400 pounds, and he's still fat.
Jesus Christ.
I feel bad for him, though, man. Like,
from Georgia.
Because obviously something happened. Because they show a picture of when he's a kid, and he's chubby, but he's not.
Yeah.
You wouldn't look at it like, that guy's going to be 700 pounds when he gets older.
Ugh. Anyway, let's get into trivia, then. We'll have some
Alabama, man.
I love that shit. Let's find the trivia song.
Boom, 5 for 5 this week.
Fucking suck.
Boom. Burpees. Boom. And then he jammed it up his ass. Boom.
Because chicks would love vacuum cleaners.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom shocking.
It's coming at you, or it's coming at me.
Try again, dumbass.
Okay, so what is the updated score?
It's
so we're 20 questions in so far.
No, yeah.
Because we do five, just so people know, we do 5 questions a week for the episode that we just watched. And we make them pretty hard, but we're kind of getting used to, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with some of the questions, because you're kind of going all over the place, whereas mine are pretty consistent with what I'm going to ask, as far as...
Yeah, but we're doing pretty good. I haven't been going that hard this season.
No? Whatever. So what's the score anyway? Out of 20?
15-10.
Oh, yeah, wow.
It was 11-7.
Yeah.
And then I got 4-5 with last week.
Last
and you
week.
Got 3.
Or 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Last episode.
Yep. Okay. So. I had one more note. If you want to buy a Nurse Golem figure... Which
no
is,
way, there's really have those?
There is, yeah. It's really cool. You can go on Amazon.com, and it's $29.99, but it will not ship to Canada.
Fuck you.
If you want it in Canada, you go on Amazon.ca, and it's $62.17 plus $9.49 shipping.
That's gay.
That's Canada for you.
I'm going to order it and send it to the States.
It's pretty cool, yeah. So it's only $30 US, and then the exchange, and just pick it up in the States and bring it over.
Yeah, instead of paying fucking like almost $80.
Still almost half
it.
Price. Oh, I didn't tell you. Yeah, my Mr. Garrison South Park pop.
Yeah.
So remember I pre-ordered it in, I don't know, August?
Something
September?
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. So I paid 30-something Canadian, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's showing up next week, but I thought it was a pre-order only. You can't get it in stores. GameMD, $12.99. They have one.
Oh, shit. Did you go buy it?
I was going to because I'm like, I'm so pissed off. I'm just going to go buy this. Go pick it up if they have it still.
GameMD. Which one's
it's
that?
It's on Tecumseh.
That's the one Tecumseh, like East End area?
Yeah, Tecumseh and...
Rivard area?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Go there.
Yeah.
Get it. Fucking bullshit. Anyways, so let's go into...
Trivia.
All right. I should probably pull it up on my phone. Eh? You want to go first since I'm pulling it up?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's see.
What's the poster behind Kyle say in the nurse's office?
The poster behind Kyle in the nurse's office. There's a couple posters in there.
There's one right behind him.
Oh. I can't read your fucking writing.
No, I know. I can barely read it, so.
Wow, that's a good question. I actually don't remember that. I thought I did. Fuck. It's
two old people holding hands. Says,
yes.
Use condoms.
That's what it, yeah. God damn it.
No.
Let's go here. All right. This is a toughie. All right. What number is Bill Allen's dodgeball jersey?
Who the fuck is Bill Allen?
Bill and...
Bill and Fosse?
Yes.
Oh, Bill. Oh, fuck.
Aha. You knew I was going to ask you a number question. You just didn't see
I got some number questions, so I'll get you back. 6.
You couldn't possibly be any dumber.
Add one more 6 and you would have got it 66? Right.
66? Cockwalls. Okay. Okay. What's dog poop's dodgeball number?
Dog poop. 9?
Oh, you are so right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we got some number ones this week. Just because I have this from our buddy.
I'm going to try 47.
The fuck was that question?
Three question, right, Brian? We asked him what number Pip's jersey was. Okay. It was 00.
Same number in dodgeball too.
Yeah.
It's coming at you, or it's coming at me.
Oh, poor guy. He sucked.
That's all right. It happens to the best.
It does.
Again, we have our trivia coming up in 4 weeks, so we got one spot left. Let us know. And I'm going to check my email because somebody emailed me, and I want to see if that's going to fill our last spot. So you just asked me, or I just asked you?
You just asked me,
and I got it right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. All right. Who is sitting right behind the bus driver in the side shot of the bus?
I have no idea.
Just pick somebody, I guess, because you might as well, right? How about
Fosse?
Okay, no, it's a Token. I was going to say, don't pick one of the main boys.
I watched this episode just before I came here.
Yep.
And I made up my questions. I was like, well, hopefully it doesn't have anything too complicated because I'm not going to know the answers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll find my easier ones, but...
I got one for you.
Plus, I got to catch up.
Right at the end.
At the end?
How many, when Pip throws the last ball at the Chinese team, how many Chinese kids does he knock down with that ball, that one throw?
Oh, with the one throw. Oh, nice question. Well, all of them are left still. So, oh, 9?
8.
Fuck. Damn it.
Yeah, because I was counting it. I'm like, it's got to be 9. And then I counted. I'm like, I paused it and like slow motioned every little
thing really?
To count. I was like, it's only 8. I'm like,
nice.
See if I can get one right this week. At least I'm 2 over 2 so far.
I'll try to find one for you. Okay, this one.
Just because these just don't get it.
It might not be bad. Who is the coach for the Denver Cougars? Ah, come on.
No idea.
Coach? Bob Thomas.
Sure.
I thought that was going to be a little bit easier.
That's not right.
Well, I guess I won't ask this question. Because you kind of answered there. Okay. Let's see. What's the title of the book Kyle's mom reads to learn about the nurse's condition?
That is Freaks A to Z.
Yes, it is.
All right.
So you're 2 for 4. I'm 0 for 3. Oof. This is like my worst week since like the first
I got to catch
week.
Up, man. And hey, if you watched it more than one time, you know, that's on you, man.
I got shit to do. I got.
Hey, me too. I was like falling asleep down here. How heavy is the weight that the two Chinese boys are throwing back and forth?
1,600 pounds.
There you go. You got one.
One. Ho, ho.
Yeah.
I'm 1 for 4. You're 2 for 4. So as long as I get this one wrong and I get it right, I can at least tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try.
What's the number of the last player on the Denver team that Pip hits?
On the Denver team?
Yeah.
Is that the one he makes bleed and they cart him off like
and he
as
falls.
A joke?
Yeah. That one.
Okay. It's one of two numbers. For some reason, I thought you were going to ask me this. I know there's a 6. I'm going to say it's only 6, but it could be 66, but I'm going to say 6.
Right.
It is? Okay. Just because of the way that his arm was positioned, I was like,
ka-ching, ka-ching,
I don't know if
so
that's...
You're 3 for 5 this week.
Nice. And oh, I got to ask you one more.
You asked me one more, yeah.
Okay, let's see if I got... That one's tough. Okay, this one you might be able to get. I don't know if I want to ask you that one now. Fuck it. What does the box say? No, okay. What does the box say that the fetus hats are being passed out of? So he's going around giving those.
Oh, fuck. I have no idea.
No? Okay. It says, conjoined twin myslexia, let's stick together. So, sorry about that, man.
If you could just said, because the whole thing, it's like the phrase. For the whole entire week, that's what the phrase is. It's like, what's the saying for? It's like conjoined
what's
twin.
The,
mis-
yeah, what's the slogan?
Week. What's the slogan? It's the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I wouldn't know that, but I didn't.
Okay. Well, you should have just guessed that.
Why?
You got to throw one guess out. Anyway, so how do we do? I got 3.
Yeah,
you got
so
2.
I got 1.
Oh, you got 1.
So it's 16-13 right now.
Oh, I don't have like a championship song. I'm gonna have to find one.
Yeah.
That's no fun. Okay.
I got a couple extras, but they're not hard.
All right. Well, they might be.
Well, I'm not.
I'm studying like I'm specific shit.
I'm not gonna ask this one because it's way too obvious. Who was the first
kid?
What do
you mean? Just ask it.
It's what's you're gonna know.
Come on, I bet I won't.
Who was the first kid out in the first dodgeball match? Like when the kids are just playing with each other. Right at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know that. Who's the first one out?
When they're at the beginning of the episode, in gym class.
Oh, who the fuck got knocked? Stan?
Clyde.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know that. How is that obvious?
Because usually you notice everything with Clyde or Fosse and Bill.
Bill and Fosse, man. They're the shit.
What's Eric's dodgeball number?
Eric is 325, his weight.
Yep. How far is it to Denver? There's a sign that says this many miles to Denver. How far is it?
Good question. 45. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Nice. God, you should ask me.
you got most of them right. Yeah. Where did the nurse get her degree?
Colorado State.
Yep. What are Stan, Kyle, and Kenny's dodgeball numbers?
Stan, Kyle, and Kenny.
Yeah.
Stan is 4. Kyle is 7. Mm-hmm. And Kenny? Oh, Kenny's is 69. Yep. Yeah.
That's all.
All right. All right. Here's the ones I didn't ask you because they're kind of tough. Bob Thomas. I only had a couple. Okay. So remember the scene where they first see the Chinese kids throwing like dodgeballs at the brick wall?
Yeah.
How many bricks does the Asian kid knock off the wall?
Oh, 3.
It looked like 3 at first, but it ended up being 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of the way that it looks like 3 bricks only fall, but then when you pause it and kind of count how it would play out, it was 5. So it's half right, I guess, but nothing. How many parade coordinators are there when she goes, let's give a round of applause for the parade coordinators?
Takes 1.
9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's only one person walking in the parade, but there's actually 9 people that set it up.
I don't remember her saying that.
And then I had some number ones, too. What number is Butters?
No. Butters isn't in the episode, so I don't know.
I'm going to try 47.
Butters isn't in the episode. There's no Butters.
What do you mean there's no Butters?
There's Swanson. Okay,
he doesn't exist. Oh, yeah, Swanson.
So what number
is Swanson?
I don't know. Okay, that's the same question twice. I don't know what the number is. I'm not sure.
99. Yep. Fosse? Yeah.
I don't know.
55 or 55?
50.
And what number is Pip?
00.
Yep. And then which number is Bebe?
Oh, I don't know. 17?
18. Yeah. It's actually a tough one, too. You got to like pause it.
She gets knocked over right away.
Yeah, she gets hit pretty quick. So let me just check this email real quick and see if we filled our last spot. Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I posted on South Park Meme saying, any questions people want answered on our podcast? One person said, where are our goths and vamps? How are they doing? What about Tammy Warner? Is she still hoeing it up?
Of course she is. We'll just stop doing that shit.
Did you like the goths and the vamp? I like the goths because of how they dance with their head down and he kind of flips his hair. The vamp kids I didn't like so much. Wait, unless I got that backwards.
The goth kids were the cool ones. The vamp kids were like the posers.
Yeah.
They drink like Mott's to Clamato.
Clamato
juice. Like
Clamato,
or
Who's Tammy Warner? I can't remember Tammy Warner. That bugs me.
We'll get there.
Yeah. We'll definitely get there. It's obviously it's later in the season, but yeah, the goths and vamps. I think the goths are funnier than the vamps, but whatever. Okay, so that will do it for episode. We're on 18, so that'll do for episode 18. Conjoined Fetus Lady, which is season 2, episode 5.
Next is the Southern Staring Frog of Sri Lanka, or whatever it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, the good. Mexican that you researched it because I have no idea.
Southern Sri Lanka.
Southern Sri Lanka. Okay, cool.
Funny, my buddy's in Sri Lanka right now.
Really?
Maybe we can
call
him. That's where he's from.
We'll call him and see if he found any frogs.
All right.
Cool. Jump onto our Facebook, The City Show Podcast. Jump onto our Instagram, which is new, so you'll see there's not a lot of followers. But
so go follow us.
Yeah, follow us. You know, that's going to help us with finding guests too, because Facebook is one thing, and then Instagram actually, people respond a little bit, sometimes quicker. But, and then also the email is thecityshowpodcast@gmail.com. And we will, you know, answer whatever questions you have on air. And if you want to join us, you let us know and all that fun shit. Yeah. So we will see you next week again with Mexican whatever the fuck. Season 2, episode 6, episode 19. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. You've got the strength. You've got the courage. Even with a dead fetus on your head. You carry on. You fight for tomorrow. A dead fetus will know you never let go. You're my conjoined twin. Dead thing hanging off your head, woman.